From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. That music is the popular intermezzo from Mascagni's opera Cavalleria Rusticana, a one-act drama that's almost always performed alongside Leoncavallo's one-actor, Pagliacci. Side by side, Cav and Pag seem like a natural combination, a pair of high-powered Verismo potboilers. But not every successful double bill is that obvious. This music is from what might be described as a sinister fairy tale, Bartok's dark score, Duke Bluebeard's Castle, in which a joyful bride comes home to certain death in what turns out to be a castle of horrors. We're about to hear Bartok's murderous one-act drama from the Washington National Opera, and with an all-star cast, bass Samuel Ramey and mezzo-soprano Denise Graves. And alongside it, we'll hear a comedy, Puccini's uproarious opera, Gianni Schicchi. It would seem like these two one-actors would make strange bedfellows, but maybe not. Placido Domingo is the Washington National Opera's general director. He tells us that these pieces actually make for a surprisingly satisfying night at the opera, despite being so wildly different.
Well, it works together exactly for that, because certainly Bartok's masterpiece is very sordid, but it is one of the most unbelievable scores. Exactly. After this drama, you come back with Gianni Schicchi, you know, and the public love it because they were absolutely taken by the first piece, by Bartok's piece, and after, so surprised by the Schicchi. But I think that this idea of having both operas, it was brilliant.
Coming up from Placido Domingo's Washington National Opera, the brilliant, if unlikely, double bill of Bluebeard's Castle by Bartok and Gianni Schicchi by Puccini. Bass Samuel Ramey stars in both productions from the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C., on this edition of NPR World of Opera.